Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
Yesterday was World Down Syndrome Day. It's a day recognised globally and has been observed by the United Nations since 2012. Ali travelled up to Mehill 21 in Thurles to meet with the fantastic staff and members there of the Tipperary Down Syndrome branch, who were celebrating the day by welcoming schools from right across the county.
My name is Ashling Nolan.
And where are you from, Ashling?
I'm from Lochmore Castle Liney.
Excellent. And I know you gave a presentation here today because today is World Down Syndrome Day. And tell me, you were telling me one of the first things you said when you came in the door here today. What was that?
I am proud to have Down Syndrome.
Tell me why you feel like that.
Because for a person who say that to other people, I really am really proud to have it, because not other people know what Down syndrome is.
I saw a video on it today, and I saw an interview with a young lady who was speaking as well, who has Down syndrome, and she was saying that what irritated her was that there's a lot of preconceived notions that people think about young people with Down syndrome. Would you feel like that the people have an idea of what you are that isn't true?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. And what do you think those are? What do people seem to think?
Well, other people might think that, oh, they're not good at other things, but they actually are. They can do things what they want to do.
Yeah.
And be proud of what you can do.
Because tell me about you, because I know you're, as well as going to the day centre in Tiptown as well, you're part of the youth club and you're part of that organisation. You're also working as well.
Yes, I am working.
Tell me where you work.
I work in Applegreen in Tiptown.
Do you enjoy it?
I love Applegreen. I was working there for so long and I have achieved so much, and I love everything what I do there, and they're so nice to me.
Tell me about your work then in the youth work organisation. What do you do there, and what are you hoping to achieve there?
Well, I'm hoping to achieve to do samba dances to juniors and seniors, and have good. Conversations with them and say really nice things about themselves.
Yeah, well done. And I know you were on the Special Olympics Club as well for 4 years, was it?
Well, I was on the committee meeting on my Special Olympics Club in Nina for 4 years, but for me to say to everyone who's listening into this, I love Special Olympics, and for me to say this to everybody I know, be proud of what you achieved, and ye are a fighter, ye get through anything what ye do.
My name is Sinead Mel.
And where are you from, Sinead?
Lochmore.
And how old are you?
I'm 21.
So tell me about what you do. I'm talking to you today in Mehill here in Thurles for World Down Syndrome Day. Tell me what you do here in Mehill.
We did Jama here and cooking.
Dancing?
Yeah.
Mats?
Yes.
Do you enjoy the mats?
No.
Well, we pretend to like mats today, will we?
Yeah.
Tell me, I know you've been busy as well, because you're doing here in... actually, you did here last year in Templemore College. This year you're doing beauty, is that right? Or have it the other way around?
I do the hair now because I used to do makeup.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's that going? Because every time I come up here, you're always dressed to the nines with perfect makeup. You put us all to shame. Is that a huge interest for you, beauty and hair?
Yeah, it's my favourite thing.
Excellent. Yeah. I was saying it to Sarah as well about the video. I don't know if you saw it, about the young lady who said that there are so many preconceived notions of young people with Down syndrome. Is that something you would encounter as well from people?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of things would you encounter?
Makeup.
Makeup, yeah.
Yeah.
And would you feel like people would be wondering maybe why, or why you're so good at makeup, maybe, that you shouldn't be?
Yeah.
Really? That must be very frustrating for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me what else. I know your 21st is coming up next month.
Yeah.
Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
What's the plan?
I get my hair done, I get my tan done, I get my makeup done, I get my hair done, and my cousin will come into it.
Oh, fantastic. Are we going to have a party?
Yeah.
Excellent. How does it feel to be turning 21?
I just feel loved.
Aww.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's a lovely feeling.
Yeah.
Tell me all the people who love you.
All my family and my cousin.
Yeah.
And my friend Sarah.
Sarah Kenny.
Where are you from, Sarah?
I'm from Outside Care.
Tell me, I know you went to mainstream primary school as well. What was that like?
It was very good and I loved it there.
Yeah? What school was it?
It was Arford and National School.
Ah, they've fantastic facilities and everything for students there. You're right beside the river as well. It's a lovely school, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you have great years there?
Yeah, I loved it.
I know you're big into your TikTok. You have your page. Tell me what kind of, for an owl fogey like me now, what kind of things do you do on TikTok?
I do like get ready with me. So like I do like, I put on makeup, I do my skincare, and sometimes I do some dance videos.
Excellent. I know here today at Mehel, as part of World Down Syndrome Day, you were speaking to primary school students and you did a presentation for them. Tell me what was involved in that.
All about my favourite things. So like, it would be like some people would be some of it will be my skincare or about my dogs or about my family.
Yeah. Tell me about skincare. I know skincare is very important to you as well.
Yeah.
Tell me, and informs a lot of your TikTok videos then as well. Tell me some about that. What are your videos like?
They're actually really good. They get like a lot of likes because I'm very popular.
Do you enjoy doing them?
Yeah, I love it.
Excellent. Tell me about lip sync as well. I know you're big into lip sync.
Yeah, I am. I do lip sync and sometimes, not all the time. I post them on my TikTok page. I just love doing it.
Would you have a particular favourite song or singer that you'd like to that you like lip syncing to?
No.
No, anything at all?
Yeah.
I know you've been coming to Mehel for a while now, have you?
Yeah, I have.
But tell me about some of the things you really enjoy about coming to Mehel.
I love when I go dancing here. I love when I come here on Thursdays. And I used to love coming here on Saturdays.
For maybe young people around the county with Down syndrome who maybe aren't part of Mehel or aren't part of Tipperary Down syndrome or the association, what would you say to them? I mean, what has it given you?
I made like a load of friends here. I made a friend called Sinead. I made like a few other friends as well.
So you'd be encouraging other maybe young people around the county as well to come too?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Paul Butler, Committee Member, Down Syndrome Tipperary.
Paul, it's a great day to be up here today at Mehel for World Down Syndrome Day. It's absolutely bustling and you have primary schools in and out the door all the time. Tell us the importance of having that.
Well, part of what we want to do here in Mehel is get our kids and our adults more involved in the local communities. So one way of doing that is to bring in kids from schools throughout the county. They get to see the place, they get to meet our members, even though many of our members may be in the primary schools that we bring in, but they get to meet our members. They get to see that there's nothing different with our children as there is with their brothers and sisters and so on. So it's just they become much more comfortable around kids, and they begin to realise that we can do as much as anything else, as anybody else.
Because speaking to the girls, I mean, their interests are no different. It's makeup, it's skincare, it's music, it's boys, everything. It's all the same. Yeah,
it's all the same, yeah. I mean, as I say, anytime I'm introducing Rachel to anybody, that this is my daughter, she's 16 years of age, she loves dancing, she loves singing, and just by the way, she does have Down syndrome, but that's no great problem. So that's part of what we really want to do, and that's what World Down Syndrome Day really is all about.
Tell me, I know we're just coming off the back of Sarah's cycle as well. I know another big success, even though the weather wasn't amazing, but it was still a success.
It was brilliant, yeah, and I think actually even though the weather wasn't amazing, the cyclists I think had a great day, because when they came back they were tired, they were cold, they were wet, and they came in to the canteen up in TC, up in the university campus there. And they sat down and they met our members and they had tea and they had coffee and they had buns and they had everything. Yeah. And they had a brilliant time. They were all so relaxed. And they said it was great to come back to such a lovely place after they had met, done their cycle.
Yeah. I was speaking to Sarah and Sinead Nashling as well about the importance of people becoming members and maybe not to be isolated. And that would be a message as well for parents, wouldn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, it's a very big thing, especially for, we'll say, a young parent with a young child who has, there's children being born with Down syndrome all the time. It's a big first step to take. Your first reaction is, what do I do next? Mm. And we're here to help that. But we've also found that, we'll say, with the adults, because many of their parents are elderly, 70s and 80s and even 90s, and unfortunately some of them may already be dead, the adults in the past have tended to be ignored. They've fallen kind of through the system and they've fallen through the cracks. So we're making a big push to try and get more adults involved. And as you can see today, we have a great crowd of them here today. And they're buzzing. I mean, they love the place. It's their house. And they want to do what they want in the house.
How can you become a member?
You simply, you can contact us here in Mehel. Details are on our Facebook page. You can contact Down Syndrome Ireland directly. They've got their website. They've also got Facebook pages. If you contact Down Syndrome Ireland, they'll put you in touch with the members down here. And one thing that we like to do, especially with new members, is, as I said, it's a big deal. So we'd like to just go out and talk to them first.
Yeah.
And we don't expect anything. People come at their own time and when they're ready. And if they're not ready, that's no problem. We'll be here anyway.
Paul, tell us then about the importance of World Down Syndrome Day today. We're celebrating it today, but as a parent then, for you, how important is it for you?
It's very important. It's very important because, firstly, I know that my child has been recognised for who she is. It's also important because we get great service and great, we'll say, friendships through the Down Syndrome Association. We have the kids with Down syndrome have their own services, but it's great to actually get parents involved, grandparents involved, the siblings of the children here who are often forgotten because we spend so much time, we'd say, bringing our own kids with Down syndrome to speech and language therapies, to hospital visits, to dental visits and all of these. And the siblings can often be kind of pushed aside slightly. So it's just to recognise everybody that's involved in raising our kids. It's the parents and the whole extended family and communities that are involved as well.
Linda Gillick, then, you're co-chairperson of Down Syndrome Tipperary branch. There's a lovely sense of celebration here today, which is lovely, and it's what this day should be.
Absolutely. It's just phenomenal. The place is buzzing here at the minute. But I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everybody that has supported Mehel 21, Down Syndrome Tipperary branch over the years. Our doors could not stay open without their support and their help and their kind donations. So a huge, huge thank you to everybody that has come on board and helped us to keep this place running. And also to all of our staff who play a blinder here at Mehel 21 with all of our members. They've been fantastic as well, and this day also wouldn't happen without them coming on board and celebrating with us.
You know what I love about Mehel is this really is the house that was built by Tipperary and continues to be the house that's supported by Tipperary, and I hope you feel that too.
100% we do. It's a great feeling of community, and we certainly have it here in Turles and throughout Tipperary from near and far. So we're going to enjoy our celebrations today. We've lots of odd socks, so it's party day.
I'm Susanna Stokes. I am a speech and language clinical specialist. and I work here in Mehill 21.
I've spoken to you actually before in the last visit here about the importance of speech and therapy and early intervention with speech and language therapy as well. Just remind us of the importance of that again.
It's so important. We always say early intervention is called early intervention and it needs to happen early. So we really want any babies with Down syndrome born in the county, please make contact with us. Come in and have a speech and language session with myself. We can help you with feeding. There doesn't have to be any feeding problems. It's not that feeding is a problem, but we can help you with better ways to feed your baby with Down syndrome. I can also help parents with babbling therapy, helping their child babble more. We can help with turn taking. We can help with early intervention. All those skills are really fundamental to happen. And actually, since the last time we spoke to you, I think the word is getting out there. Last year, we had 3 babies under the age of 4 months, all new members, come through the clinic doors, which is just fabulous.
That's brilliant. And we're talking to you today on World Down Syndrome Day here in Mehill. And Paul was talking about how important this day is to celebrate the children and the parents.
Definitely it is. It's a day where we can really celebrate the fact that even though our kids are different, they are more the same. They are more alike than they are different. We really want our kids to be included. We want them to be accepted. And that starts with their peers. And for lots of the children who come through the clinic, at the moment their peers are those that they're in school with. So we've thrown open the doors. We have invited schools from all over County Tipperary to come through the clinic to see what we do here, to meet some of our adult members and to learn some love signs.
What's the reaction from the kids been?
The kids absolutely love it. We've chosen a song, a popular song, Beyoncé's Texas Hold'em. So the kids have heard it on the radio and now they're learning to sign the words to the songs. And the amount of kids who have said to us, oh, my mum loves this song, my sister loves this song. And the hope is that they will go home and they will share that with their communities at home so that we can spread that message of inclusion.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.